Chapter 3. What will happen with the banks? The banks will fail again, but this time there will not be a quick fix. There will be a period of time before the banking system rights itself again. By then, there will be multiple ways of transacting business in the marketplace. Never again will so few people have control over the world's economy. Word from the Lord, June 2018. As I mentioned before, in the fall of 2006, while praying, the Lord showed me that at some point in the future, the American people will need to barter for goods and services for a short period of time. Why will bartering become necessary? The reason is because during this period, either we will not have access to our bank accounts or the dollar value will be almost worthless, having lost significant purchasing power in the looming economic collapse, or both events may happen. One factor that will trigger the coming American bank shutdown is a financial product called derivatives. Currently, banks around the world are heavily investing in this volatile financial instrument. Bank investments in derivative contracts have increased significantly since the 2008 mortgage crisis. But back then, mortgage-backed securities were the types of derivatives that caused the 2008 financial crisis. Derivatives are explained more specifically in Chapter 4. In 1973, David Wilkerson, an evangelist and prophet who founded World Challenge, Inc. in Lindale, Texas, received a prophecy concerning a worldwide banking collapse. The following is an excerpt from that prophecy. "It is just about to happen very soon, and I am speaking prophetically. If I've ever heard anything from God in my life, I heard it. About the nations. Poland owes $30 billion and they haven't even paid the interest in 2 years. Saudi Arabia is behind on their payments on $8 billion, the richest country in the world as far as Arab states, and it is not paying its bills. Very soon, a European or North African or Eastern nation is going to default on its international loan, and when that happens, within 2 weeks, Mexico is going to default. Mexico owes $100 billion, 80% of it owned to American banks. And here is what is going to happen. About 2 weeks after the first country goes bankrupt, we are going to survive that because most of that money is owed by European banks, German, Swiss, and French banks. The second country is going to go down, probably Argentina or Brazil, and we will kind of live that out and people will settle down and say, well, maybe it's not going to hurt. But 2 weeks after the first country goes down, Mexico is going to default on $100 billion. And when the banks open the next day at 9 a.m. in the morning, $15 billion an hour is going to be withdrawn from our American banks. They are going to be running our banks, the Arabs, all the Latin American countries. They are going to be running our banks, and before the day is over, the United States is going to have to declare a bank holiday, and we are going into 6 months of the worst hell America has ever seen."